Shrewd Story Time with Mommy, Victoria, and Mojo, and Booby.
And today we're going to read a story called Where's My Blankie? It's a Sesame Street Growing Up book by Anna H. Dixon, illustrated by Carol Nicklaus. So let's get started.
And Daddy.
Daddy just walked in. Bryson wanted to go to sleep early, right? Malcolm Monster never went anywhere without his blanket. He took it to breakfast. He took it to the park. He took it to playgroup. He took it to the P&Q supermarket. Malcolm always took his blanket to bed, but not to keep him warm, but to snuggle with. You have a nice blankie too, don't you? And Bryson does. The day of Prairie Dawn's birthday party, Malcolm helped his mommy wrap the present and then he was ready to go. You won't need your blanket at the birthday party, dear, she said, putting the present in a shopping bag. But Malcolm took it anyway. See, there's the blankie. Malcolm. Malcolm's right there, the green monster with the orange hair. My guess is that's probably, that's just another girl. Over here is Prairie Dawn because she's the one about to blow out the candles.
Prairie Dawn?
And that's Bert, and that's Ernie, and that's Grover, and Big Bird, and Cookie Monster.
And who's that?
I just don't know that monster or that monster. I'm not sure those names.
Who's Monster?
I'm not sure which monsters those are. Yeah, I don't know who they are. Malcolm Monster never played anything without his blanket. He played camping out. He played Super Monster. Malcolm used his blanket for everything. He even used it as a beach towel. He used it as a Halloween costume. How did he use it as a Halloween costume? What is he dressed up like?
A ghost.
A ghost. So he just put it over his head and acted like a ghost, right? When Malcolm's blanket got monstrously dirty, his mommy washed it. And here he is watching inside, making sure it's being washed properly. And when it got ripped and torn and tattered, she mended it. Malcolm didn't mind. When fall came, the Monster family prepared to visit Grandma and Grandpa. Mommy and Daddy thought Malcolm should leave his blanket at home. You're too old to take it, Daddy said. It's too shabby, Mommy said. You don't mind leaving it at home this time, do you, Malcolm, they said. But Malcolm did mind. He really wanted to take it.
I'm trying to get my feet warm.
On the way to Grandma and Grandpa's house, they stopped at Hasty Johnson's for lunch. Malcolm put his blanket in his lap as usual. Look, Daddy, said Malcolm's sister. Malcolm brought his blanket. Baby monster, she chanted. That'll be enough, Monia, said Daddy. While they ate lunch, Mommy Monster again told the story of the blanket. Grandma Monster had made the quilt as a baby gift when Malcolm was born. When he was a tiny monster, he had slept with it every night and had played on it every day. You see, she said, Malcolm has always had that blanket. She turned to him and smiled, but Malcolm, you are getting to be a big monster. It's up to you, but I don't want you to think that you need your blanket anymore. Malcolm thought that he did.
Who's that?
That's his sister, and that's Malcolm's daddy and Malcolm's mommy.
Who's that name?
I don't know her name. I just know that that's his big sister. The grand monsters were joyful when the family arrived. I have a surprise for you, Grandma Monster said to Malcolm and Monia. I made new quilts, one for each of you, out of clothes that you've outgrown. Oh, thank you, they said, giving her a monster hug. That night, when Grandma peeked in at the sleeping youngster monsters, she saw that Malcolm was still sleeping with his blanket.
Is she still sleeping?
Nope, she's sleeping with her new quilt that the Grandma Monster made.
Quilt?
On the last day of the visit, Grandma and Grandpa Monster were all, and all the aunt and uncle cousin monsters, had a wonderful monster picnic. Malcolm played with his cousins right up until the minute he got in the car to go home. There were many monster hugs and kisses, and then the monster family drove away. Goodbye, called the monster cousins. Come back soon. That's what it was like when we were leaving the family vacation and waving goodbye to the cousins and the uncles. Yeah. Mm. Oh, you don't want to talk about it? Are you sad that we had to go away from the vacation? Okay. Malcolm was so tired that he slept all the way home. Daddy carried him inside and tucked him into his own bed. The next morning, Malcolm had drunk his orange juice and was halfway through his monster berry crunch when he suddenly stopped eating and put down a spoon. Where's my blankie? he asked. Isn't it in your room? Asked Mommy. Go look under your bed. Malcolm did. It's not in my room, he wailed. His stomach felt sick. Didn't you pack it in your toy bag? Asked Monia. Oh, Monia is his sister. So his big sister's name is Monia. Go look. Malcolm looked in the toy bag he had taken to Grandma's. It isn't here. Maybe we left it in the car, said Daddy. I'll go and see. But it wasn't there either.
Where is it?
My blankie is lost. Where is my blankie? Malcolm began to cry. Don't worry, dear, said Mommy. We must have left it at Grandma's.
Hey, so, Mommy.
His mommy, right there. Well, that's Grandma.
Here's your mommy.
Well, she's back here. Right there.
Oh.
So Mommy called Grandma Monster on the telephone and told her about the lost blanket. Grandma looked in the kitchen and outside under the apple tree. Then she looked under the sofa, and that's where she found Malcolm's blanket. I'll mail it to Malcolm right away, she promised. That morning, Betty Lou came over and played hopscotch with Malcolm.
It's Betty.
Malcolm was very brave. He waited patiently for the mail truck, but the only package delivered on the block was a box of paperback books for Hooper's store. So this is like when we left the vacation. Do you remember that Hannah, cousin Hannah, left her Owlie and we were looking all over for Owlie. Where's Owlie? Where's Owlie? And then we finally found Owlie in the bunk bed and we had to mail it to her. Uncle Mike mailed it to her at the end of the vacation.
Uncle Mike?
Uh-huh. Uncle Mike mailed Owlie to Hannah because she had left it at the vacation house.
Yeah.
Malcolm, that afternoon, Malcolm played on the tire swing with Ernie and Bert and the Sesame Street gang. After dinner, Malcolm listened to Mommy read a story. When she finished, he asked, how am I going to go to sleep without my blankie? Well, you slept pretty well last night, said Daddy. I'll bet you can do it again. And he did. The next day, Bert and Malcolm set up an apple juice stand on Sesame Street. Malcolm was so busy that he forgot to watch for the mail truck. The next day, Cookie Monster and Malcolm made 4 dozen monster cookies. Malcolm, Mommy said, a package just arrived for you from Grandma. It must be your blanket. Oh, thanks, Mom, he said. I'll open it later. And Malcolm and Cookie Monster put the munchies in the oven to bake. So it's been so long that he's just like, oh, I'll open the package later. Malcolm wasn't very hungry at dinner time. He told Mommy and Daddy and Monia all about his day. He was so tired that he was ready for bed right after dinner. I put your blanket on your bed, Mommy told him when he kissed her goodnight. Malcolm yawned. Oh, thanks, Mom, he said. I forgot all about it. Good night, everybody. So he just needed a little bit of time away from his blanket to kind of forget about it. Look at where he's sleeping. He's not even snuggling with his blanket anymore. Where's his blanket?
It's on the
bottom of his bed. It's at the foot or the bottom of his bed. So he had been away from his blanket for so long that he was able to even sleep without it, without snuggling. So he was growing up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
not
growing.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Have a great night. Bye. And you can spoil us when you come here.
Yes.